We are delighted to welcome some new listeners this week. Welcome to Mrs. Sylvia Edwards from Norwich, Janet Harwood from Attleborough, and Mr. Vernon Wennett from Sheringham. We do hope you enjoy listening to our recordings. So, we'll begin with our first batch of news stories, which include a plane's 9,000-mile trip to Norwich, locks changed in an alley police gate, and an angry bride sees her wedding venue closed at short notice.
The battle over a golden triangle security gate and alleyway has developed after a pair of anxious neighbours suspected a landlord changed the locks. The police gate at the end of a short passage behind two homes in Portland Street and joins Portersfield Road and was put up around 10 years ago to stop antisocial behaviour, according to Victoria Barton, who has lived in one of the Portland Street homes since 1982. But Miss Barton, 81, and her long-time neighbour felt disgusted on receiving a new key to the gate after they had suspected that the lock had been changed by landlord Rodney Grady, who owns a property in Portersfield Road next to the passage. They called a locksmith to change the lock on the gate, and Miss Barton said, "We felt threatened and anxious." The two households felt that they had always owned the alley and looked after it, but were shocked after Mr. Grady said it belonged to him around 3 months ago. Mr. Grady got a certificate of lawful use application approved from Norwich City Council to put a new door and window into the side of his property, and the ex-teacher claims he told her he would move the gate closer to her and her neighbour's back garden gates. Miss Barton added, "A key was posted through my door with no note. Mr. Grady seems to have taken possession and control of the passageway." Norfolk Police said Mr. Grady declined to comment.
Campaigners were left feeling upset after a city centre tree was chopped down despite efforts to save it. Candy Cunningham originally started a petition to protect trees after the £3.2 million revamp of Hay Hill was confirmed, with more than 800 people signing it. However, Norwich City Council believes it is creating a better green space, despite one of the trees on the St. Peter Mancroft Church side of Haymarket being cut down. Candy said, "I feel very sad and angry, especially when comments in the petition show how much people want the trees to remain in the city." She is annoyed that the council did not share a report on the tree before the work was carried out. However, a city council spokesman said, "An independent inspection revealed the tree that was removed was in poor health."
A bride has shared her anger and frustration after being jilted by her wedding venue just 3 months before her big day. Elm Farm Country House has offered its profuse apologies as it prepares to close between April the 24th and July the 16th due to a major structural fault found during a recent building inspection. The bride-to-be was due to get married at the Horsham St Faith venue in June, her fourth wedding date after two had to be rearranged due to the pandemic. She was told about the work via email, forcing her to either rearrange or cancel her wedding for 50 people at the ceremony and 100 people for the reception at the 17th century Grade 2 listed venue. She added that she has now rearranged her ceremony to be held at Norwich Castle, but her reception will be held in Great Yarmouth, and she has had to fork out £400 for a coach to transport her guests. Elm Farm would not offer any compensation in goodwill for the couple's inconvenience. The Norwich Road venue, which operates as a hotel and restaurant, has clarified the situation after being contacted by this newspaper. Sally Williams, owner of Elm Farm, said, Following the discovery of a developing underfloor structural fault and having taken advice from building professionals and our insurers, the decision was recently taken to temporarily close Elm Farm Country House. We are aware of the disappointing impact this unavoidable closure is having on our clients who have functions booked within these dates, and we offer them our profuse apologies. We advised our clients of the closure by issuing a statement to all affected parties and invited them to contact us to discuss all factors and options.
Heavy horses have been brought in to help with work experts hope will improve the water quality of the River Yare on the edge of Norwich. The chalk stream, close to the University of East Anglia, has had a range of work done to benefit wildlife and make the water quality better. Woody debris was stacked along the bank to create what are known as brash berms. The material was brought to the Yare Valley site using heavy horses to reduce the need for heavy machinery and reduce the project's carbon footprint. The brash berms will narrow the river and get it back to a more natural state after it was historically altered to help with milling. They will also improve water quality by trapping sediment, while wood was used to create areas with differing velocities of flow. That will provide wet and dry areas to help aquatic invertebrates and riverside wildflowers. Areas of refuge for fish were also created to give them shelter during high river flows and to hide from predators. The project was carried out by the Environment Agency, Norfolk Rivers Trust and Norwich City Council.
A plane has travelled nearly 9,000 miles across the world from a tiny island country northeast of Australia to Norwich. The Nauru Airlines Boeing 737 landed at Norwich Airport, having flown 8,737 miles from Nauru. It was the latest of the freighter-type Boeing 737-300s from Nauru Airlines to arrive for a base maintenance visit in Norwich. The VHONU aircraft made seven separate journeys over 7 days to get to Norfolk. It flew from Nauru to Brisbane, Brisbane to Darwin, Darwin to Jakarta, Jakarta to Colombo, Colombo to Muscat, Muscat to Larnaca before its final leg from Larnaca to Norwich. The journey's flying time took more than 25 hours in total to reach Norwich, where it arrived for maintenance with KLM UK Engineering. Nauru is the third smallest country in the world behind the Vatican City and Monaco, making it the smallest republic as well as the smallest island nation. The tiny island country in Micronesia, northeast of Australia, has a population of just 12,511 people, compared to around 140,000 people in Norwich. It was first inhabited by Micronesians at least 3,000 years ago, who were thought to practice aquaculture. The island is just 8.1 square miles in size. Since 1907, phosphate has been mined on Nauru and has made 70% of the island uninhabitable. Formerly known as Pleasant Island, Nauru features a coral reef and white sand beaches and palm trees. Inland tropical vegetation surrounds the Balder Lagoon.